好的，我们现在开始啊！大家好，我今天下午有关于《世纪二合一本》的一个一些我们的一些建议。
So this afternoon session, so I will do the presentation concerning designing a grade two in one device. So my colleague and myself. So my name is Wang Kai. So the name in the middle part is different. So we have no privacy among us two. So today, so I will give a presentation from the two areas. So the first one is hardware and firmware, some improvement. We have a better support our new feature, continue in our Windows 10. And later I'll give you a video. So if you are sitting at our keynote, so a lot of time we mentioned about two-in-one in terms of operation and OS. It's a very smooth switchover, and followed by my colleagues. So he will focus on two-in-one. So it's a very slim and also the heat dissipation. So this is Intel map. So last September, so they have this launched this Intel Core M CPU based on this architecture. So the feature, the GTP is only 4 watts. So it's very suitable for those design without fan. So it's a Intel Core based CPU, very good performance. So the TP is only 4.5 watt. So suitable for the configuration without the fan. So it's a very good experience for low noise. So we have some very clear explanation based on the CoM architecture. So it could be appropriate for two-in-one. It's a detectable and convertible design and a super thin laptop. Larger screen, we have some item processor. Very good performance. So we strongly recommend Core M CPU for the latest two-in-one and also the ultra-thin notebook design. And following that, so for this laptop power table fan two-in-one, it is suitable for those continuum in the firmware and the BIOS. So how to do this design? For this slide, it covers Windows 10, the continent from the keynote. So this feature, so it's quite a good improvement of customer experience, especially for two-in-one. There are OS and applications for the device's switch. So it's quite a smooth experience. Their interface, so it's based on the mode of your devices. It's a natural switchover. So my colleagues will play a video so we can reveal the features of Continuum. For this video, for Microsoft last year's conference, they placed it in YouTube. So actually, this is our traditional email process. It's placed on a detachable device. If you take the keyboard away, so this is they will change this interface. This is under tablet mode, so it's a full screen applications. This is a touch screen to do this function. So if you attach the keyboard, so it will recognize the return to the traditional desktop. So operating system and also the menu, so they will return to what we are familiar with. It's a Win8 or Win7. It's a very simple feature. So we focused today, it's Intel platform based, how to achieve those functions. So as we know, this is our pattern, it is a 1, the other is a 0. So there is an indicator, it's a clamshell slate mode indicator. So how do we integrate it into our hardware device? It's a 2-in-1 device. So you can have a correct setting of this mode. So we propose your EC firmware. So you have the core algorithm. So you will recognize whether it's a clamshell or it's a tablet mode or it's a laptop. So your information will be passed to this BIOS. The BIOS will do some HCPI control message to the virtual driver and send it to the OS. The OS will know, so there is a switch of my device from a clamshell to tablet and from tablet back to a clamshell. So your microphone, please. Sorry, there's no microphone. Try to speak to microphone. 让他把那个麦克风拿着，要不听不见。去给所有麦克风，每所有麦克风去，要不听不见。 Sorry for that. So there's no microphone. 他对着麦克风说，要不听不见。他没带。对，你跟他说，让他麦克风，要不听不见。 给他麦克风, microphone please. So that is the function achieved. So this OS, they have the running application, could be based on their device's mode. They could make the corresponding switch. For the Intel, we also designed some validation tools to do some validation. So it's quite straightforward. If you run our tool, so whether it's a detachable or it's a convertible device. And step by step, based on instruction, they could do the validation. If it is all passed, so the device, if you upgrade it to Windows 10, it will display those information or any failure or errors. So they could ask this SE team of Microsoft. So whether it's already ready or not, I think it's a very small investment. You don't do any changes of your hardware. You just change a small BIOS or firmware. Especially true for those 2-in-1, a very good user experience with the spread of Windows 10 and also the universal apps. So it will be getting more and more popular. So I strongly recommend you use those features. Now I'll pass it to my colleagues. How to have such architecture without the physical fans. So later we'll give you a physical demo. So now it's my turn to talk about those 2-in-1 system. So the 2-in-1 system, how do you achieve the two devices mode? So when I can show the mode with my laptop, I want to have a better performance. And if I switch to a detachable or convertible, it's a tablet model to be much thinner and lighter. So with two parts, I could demonstrate how to achieve that. The first part is our Intel's driver. It's a dynamic platform and the thermal framework. This is a Intel driver in the 2-in-1 system. For some system design, there are some limitations and constraints. There might be some thermal problems. with the help of our Intel's driver. You have the capability to do the power and thermal control. This driver is a software-based control mechanism. It is across different platforms. It's a bigger, more code for Intel. Different platforms. It is operationable and also different versions of the. You can do the power and the thermal control. So for this part, I want to highlight. It could detect a different mode to do the relevant policy change for my cache mode. So if I want to have a better performance, I could run very high frequency on a tablet mode. So the battery or the thermal constraints, we could do some other controls for different usage purposes. So the one on the right, this, under this framework, we could control our CPU, memory, and even with our onboard sensors, we could detect the temperature or the current battery life to control my memory, the fans, or the CPU power and frequency. So for this slide, this is a high-level introduction for our DBTF, this driver. How to achieve the performance improvement? So as we can see, so the light blue line, this is the CPU power behavior, our traditional turbo behavior. At the beginning, it's very high power, and also we can achieve the power boost. With usage of the power, we can return to our sustaining DPT behavior. This is the one CPU behavior. So the yellow dot line, this is what we can often see, our PC, our mobile phone, their surface temperature. So in your hands, so that device, the behavior of the temperature. So this skin temperature is gradually increasing. So if you want to use such a temperature behavior, their thermal, to improve our performance, we have the following controls. This is a new control mechanism. This blue line. So we can see when I use up my turbo, so the power is reduced. It's still at quite a high level. So when the temperature raise to the level acceptable by our users, so we could reduce our power or frequency to meet our end users' temperature requirement. So the rise of the temperature is this dark red, the dark red line. So it's the raising of the temperature is faster, but either first part of the line, we could get a good performance. This is the actual performance result. This is a benchmark result. The different run at the first part, we can have a good performance. When the system is steady, there is no losses. This is free. So if you implement our driver under this application, you can get the performance benefit. For this kind of application is a sustainable workload. Just imagine for today's end user, if you use this scenario, it's a cycle in a workload. If I open an application, or it's such a tool, so for this system, it's a long-term behavior. So this is a kind of proportion to that. For the end user's benefit, it's quite obvious. This is our DBTF in processing the power. So we have the two-in-one system. So what is the benefit? So like what we mentioned just now, the two-in-one system, they have a lot of different usages. Could be a casual or it's a tablet. Or some users, they have a media docking. So from the perspective of thermals, when they have a casual mode on our tablet usage, their thermal cooling capabilities are different. So they have a different scenario. For the end users' frequencies, that matter affect the allowable temperature range. From this chart, for the horizontal tablet, under the same temperature is quite low. If it is a vertical tablet, so this is very natural. They can afford quite a high thermal capability based on different usages, their performances. Could be improved. So when the usage, they under the different mode, you could take into account the power thermal and also can do some dynamic change for the different experience. So just now, concerning our DBTF, concerning our power and thermal control drivers, we've already given you a short introduction. Following that, so our experience sharing, how to have our two-in-one systems to be lighter and thinner. So the two-in-one system, so in the past, when we do the casual design, so in the design, what are the things we have to pay attention to for the two-in-one compared with our current clientele? So for the design, so what are the things we have to pay attention to? We have to do them sharing. And in the end, so we have some thermal incineration result in such a system with such a thickness. So what is the intermittent behavior? For those six parts, that is for a two-in-one system. For design, you have to pay attention to those six parts. For the selection of the panel, or the size of components, or our overall system stack up, or our thermals performance, or the overall materials selection, and our PCB, how to make it smaller. So even to increase the size of our battery. This is a PCB, it is a motherboard. So we do have some highlights. So that is a 10-layer type 4 PCB for the main board. We could reduce the form factor. And also we'll talk about 2x6x2 is a memory solution, LPDDR.
And also you can see those ways to help those customers. We have the 6-layer type, which is quite different from the 10-layer type. So we use this combination of these two to help our customers and to achieve what we want. And also in terms of the PMIC, power delivery, as well as the CPU facing rear on the panel. And next, we can see this slide, the cover, which is the A key. And in two-in-one system, we would like to do it thinner and thinner. So we need to think about each and every component. And in terms of the looks and also the structure, how to make it thinner. And after some study and for the IDV 12.5 chassis, only not 0.75 millimeter thick and 1 to 4 GM. So in the future, in terms of the cover and also in terms of the layer and structure, you can refer to these statistics. Okay, and another component is about the size of PCB as well as the thickness of it. And when I talk about the thickness, I talk about PCB and also its component. So you can see that if you use the memory of LP and DDR3, if we put it on the same side, you can see that the acreage actually increases. However, you can decrease the thickness of the component and this PC. So this is a trade-off. If the customer wants it to be thinner, or if the customer wants a bigger battery size, then we can use the following design for CPU and also the CPU. They can be put into different side, so the total cover will decrease a lot. However, the thickness will increase because we need to combine the thickness of PCB and also component. So in terms of two-in-one design, you need to consider whether your priority is your battery or the thickness decrease. This is a trade-off. And on this slide, you can see the system layout. And actually, this is a concept, which is to say, usually the customer sees whether it's on the left side or in the rear, you can see the battery package. And the rest will be the PCB. Now, I would like to move on to the thickness and the stack up. Well, the total thickness is 7.99 millimeter. So you need to analyze the stack up. So first of all, CPU. Why we would like to talk about CPU? Because PE, CPU is the most important thing, and it will have an impact on the heat release and also air gap. And also you can see the MB and also panel. Another part is the heat sink and the real cover. When we talk about the air gap between these, and we would like you to refer to these stack up. If under this circumstance, the result will be analyzed later. And apart from this, I would like to talk about the M.2. Usually PCB and 10 layers of it. And on this design, well, actually on Wi-Fi, and we used a daughter bowl, which is 6 layer. However, for the customer's design is the feasible part. So that's why on SSD, we usually put it on the panel. And if you want to have the M.2 connector, in terms of the size upgrade, it's actually more flexible, and the customers can actually be more flexible in terms of the control of the system. So for the M.2 and in terms of the air gap, we actually have enough space, and whether it will have an impact on the thermal, I'll elaborate it later. Because later on this system design and also the stack cup, we need to talk about the thermal behavior or the consideration. And when we talk about this, we need to cover the temperature which can be tolerated by humans. And this is the skin temperature of the device. And we have actually found out a lot of countries, people, and they are at the same age groups. And we have conducted some experiments. And after these experiments, we actually have a score. Well, actually, for the handheld, and we have 41 metals and 43 glass, and if we put it on table, metal 46 and glass 48. Why do we have this temperature difference? Because if we put it on the table, we actually cannot feel the cover temperature. However, if we hold it on your hands, then you have more chance to see the temperature difference. And now let's move on to the thermal simulation condition. So we use Skype 720p via LTE. This is our criteria. And you can see this is the result. And on this slide, you can see clearer description. On the left, well, actually, it's the component temperature, and PCP will be higher. And you can also see the air gap, which I just mentioned. Under different circumstances, well, actually, we have limited space. So as expected, we can see the temperature difference. And if it's handheld, it's 42.8 degrees, and the rear cover is 38.7 Celsius degrees. And we have our original target. And also, we have some criteria beforehand, but why in two-in-one system we have the heat spreader, we have the glass on the rear and also the back cover. So if we put it on a table, then we actually only have one side for the heat spreader. That's why the capability will be limited. And during usage, customers and users will have less opportunities to have the access to a cover. So that's why it's actually better. And now let's move on to the thermal design consideration. What should we focus on? And first of all, we have talked a lot about the air gap. And you can see the heat spreader and also the cooler skin. And we need to have some air gap, which is mentioned before. And we can see the bigger the air gap, then the delta T will be bigger and the skin temperature will not be so much higher. And in terms of the stack up analysis, we need to analyze the air gap. And now let's move on to another point, which is also different from Kansho, traditional ones, because usually, traditionally, we actually have A, B parts, and also we have the CD part. And the original panel is separated from the PCB. However, if it's detachable, maybe you put the panel in the same space. So we need to think about the heat origin of PCB and also the panel PCB. And this is actually ignored by a lot of people because in terms of the design of two-in-one system, in table circumstance, you need to select the LCD quite differently. If you choose a different panel, then maybe you will have a higher temperature on the table and also on the behavior of the device, the result will be also different. So you need to pay much attention to this. And also you can see the slide. We have actually we have also conducted some experiments in the past. And now let's move on to the graphite and CU spreaders on display or rear cover. On the design, well, actually, we need to have a thermal solution on CPU. But actually, you have forgot that the root of the heat spreader is actually the same with the stack up. Well, on the other side, it will have the root of the back side of CPU. So we have actually analyzed this. Traditionally, when we design this, we have a very good thermal solution. And the most majority of the heat will just go to the heat spreader. However, compared to FET design, we also have a higher heat spread. So that's why we suggest we need to reserve a space for the heat spreader, which will effectively help you to decrease the back cover temperature. And also, it will help you to do the cooling. And another one is that we talk about a thermal solution, and we have the heat spreader. And basically, we need to have bigger size of heat spreader and acreage, and also the cooling capability. However, I need to mention that by bigger, I didn't mean the big size of X axis and Y axis. Well, actually, if you only have a small size, you can see that the system has a relatively small size. Then you can see the X, Y, when hitting a certain scale, its effectiveness is actually quite limited. So you need to have a clear solution for this. What I suggest is that you need to have a thicker package. So in this way, the bio mix can be better. And also, you can have a good distribution of heat and the capability of heat spread. So in terms of the heat spreader, design. This is quite meaningful. And now I would like to mention something beside panel. If you select something different, I still want to remind you that don't stack CPU underneath the display backlight. Well, actually, the CPU origin of heat, well, actually, it's the light bar and also the control. So don't stack CPU underneath the display backlight. So in this way, we can prevent the worst system. So on the one side, it's the light bar, and on the other side, it's the CPU. Because of the distance, it will not conflict with each other. And now let's move on to the Prismo. And I have just mentioned some general placement, and we also have mentioned the PCB and also battery. However, through the thermal perspective, well, actually, the heat origin can be placed in the very center of the system. So in this way, it's the best circumstance, because in this way, the heat origin in the whole system is the low touch space. So in this way, even if in a center, the end user will not feel it, and on the other side, it will have a larger size of heat spread. So in this way, because the heat spread is actually eccentric, so that's why if you put it in the center, then the beside the low touch, also the heat will spread more quickly. So you can compare the batteries and also one battery. Okay, and last but not least, in terms of the thermal consideration, we need to think about PCB on itself. It's actually the copper. And copper is actually very good in terms of heat spreading. So for PCB, you need to spread a whole layer of copper. In this way, you can have a better thermal spread. And for the whole PCB, you can have a lower temperature, and also it's more even, and you can decrease the temperature of the components, and at the same time you can help to decrease the temperature. So that's it for my analysis of the two-in-one design, and the summary of my presentation is that we actually would like to provide a flexible design of the two-in-one. And in terms of the two-in-one system and the designing of it, well, actually, we have a lot of trade-offs. You need to think about the thickness and also battery life and also the size, how to decrease the size. So in terms of the design, you need to put a lot of thoughts into it. And also, you need to be reminded that we actually have the control of the DPTF. We actually have the simulation of the temperature. And actually, we have simulated the skin temperature because it's very difficult for you to put it on the skin of human beings.
Just we can put onboard a sensor to do some collaboration to represent your skin thermal behavior. So you don't have to CPU or some heat source. Those temperature is very fast to for reflect. So it's different from our, it's a very big difference. So it's difficult to get those performance benefit. So we suggest, so they have to reserve on board a thermal sensor instead of the heat spread. So for our thermal control and design, you should try to do some optimization. So for your user experience and the performance to achieve the best optimization. So this is the end of our session. We have another demo. This is our Microsoft. So we launched 9926. So now it's much newer. So for this morning's demo, we can see that this is our Clamtron. This is their Windows. So he will ask whether you want to enter into a tablet mode. If you click true, so this is our software feature for your hardware platform. So you have to tell the operating system, I moved from the traditional tablet to a tablet, or back from a tablet to our laptop. This is our Intel reference design. It's quite simple. So you can fully understand from different angles, 180 degrees or less than 180 degrees. It's from 180 to 360 degrees entered into a tablet mode. So that depends on your design of a two-in-one. It's a clinch or it's a SPE. So that depends on your own design. This is our Microsoft. A traditional Windows 3.32 application. It's a traditional sketching model. So the icon is very small. If you turn it into this mode, it will automatically change into a bigger icon in order for your fingers touch. So it can change it back. So this is more a concept. So you can give full play to your wisdom, how to have a better design for our two-in-one. So this is just our demo. Thank you for your attention.